The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 254, On the Run Again.
Joe Mack, she might be making a run for it. Get in there.
I can cover the back.
Go. I'll send these people on their way, then join you.
All right.
Take yourselves back to the bar. She's a wanted fugitive. Any sign of her?
No. And of course no one saw a thing.
Did you check the restrooms?
Just the gents. I didn't check the Sheilas.
Contact Jofra and advise him on what's happening. I'll be right back.
I'll step out front to do that. Joe Mack for Jofra, over.
Go for Jofra.
Marco said that Ursula went in to contact a nurse that she needed. While she was there, Doc told us this place was a real dive and no female would go in there alone. I went in. She's not there. Gabby's searching the ladies' room and Marco's covering the back. Over.
Sounds like something tipped her off. What about the people she'd already recruited? Over.
Gabby sent them back to the original bar. Over.
See if you can pick up her trail. We'll make sure she doesn't try to leave the planet. Keep me updated. Over.
Will do. Joe Mac out. No luck?
She's not here. Let's meet up with Marco out back.
Any sign of her?
Okay, go back through to the truck. I wouldn't put it past her to lure us out here and then steal our vehicle.
On it.
Looks like there's only one way out of this alley. The fence is too high to scale.
Let's get back to the truck. We need to start a grid pattern search.
I don't think I could have stayed in this rubbish dumpster very much longer. Idiots.
Did you monitor Joe Mack's transmission?
Yes. Evidently something tipped her off. We need to put together a search party right away.
I agree. That's why I'm sending Liam, Slane and Nate out on the quads to search the city.
What? You're sending crew members out? I know this city better than anyone.
And you have a head injury. And Tony, you've been wounded.
And both of us have been released from hospital. They wouldn't have done that if we weren't fit for duty.
And you're the trained bounty hunter.
My appearance is like an alarm bell for pro-rage supporters. I'll be here, coordinating efforts between the two teams.
And what do? We just sit around twiddling our thumbs?
Agent Simon is right. The hospital released us. We are fit for duty. I know the city. The two of us can cover more ground than all of you.
Perhaps you're right, but I'm just acting in your best interest.
I believe we're ready to go.
The quads are all fueled up. We'll be operating on TACCOM 1.
Agent Simon, Laura, aren't you two also going?
It seems we're unfit for duty.
Unfit? I've talked to the medical team. Both of you have been cleared for duty.
Well, there you go.
So if you're concerned about their health, I don't think you really need to worry.
Jofra, if it would help, I can stay back and Captain Tam can take my place. She has a lot of medical training. You could put up with Agent Simon and Leonora.
I'll be happy to do that. Besides, Liam is a much more qualified pilot than I am.
All right. Tam, you go with Tony and Leonora, but at the first sign of any medical problems...
I'll bring them straight back.
I have a car at our disposal. You three can take that.
So now it's Slane and myself on the quads, Agent Simon, Captain Tam, and Leonora in the car, right?
Correct. And Gabby, Joe Mac, Marco, and the doctor will cover ground in the truck. Lenora, since you've pointed out that you know this city best and you're the one most familiar with Rage, do you have any suggestions?
Ursula is smart. I don't think she'll try to run away. My guess is that she'll try to find another ship somewhere and make an attempt to pick up Lister. As far as I know, she's unaware that he has been captured.
It'd have to be a really good ship. The Mercury can outrun any ship in the galaxy.
Where do you think she'll go to find a ship or even a crew for the Prometheus?
I don't think she'll go far. That section of town doesn't have a very good reputation. I don't think she'll be back for the Prometheus since we're guarding it.
In that case, I'll notify Gabby and her team to concentrate their efforts in the immediate area of the bar. Slane and Nate, you'll cover the perimeter around that on the quads, and Tony, your team will be the third ring around that area. I want every effort made to bring her in alive.
I'll be monitoring our channel along with our local RDF frequency. If at any time you think you'll need RDF assistance, just let me know.
I think we pretty much covered everything. Captain Nate, are you ready to roll?
I'm right behind you.
Captain Tam, are you ready?
Yes, Liam. Thank you for switching places with me. I think this will work out.
No problem. Remember, I'll be monitoring. And if you need RDF assistance, I can make the call.
I'm hoping we won't need any help. Let's go before her trail gets cold.
All right. Check in as soon as you're on site. Let's find her and get these prisoners to Baldibar.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. You'll be happy to know the place is still standing.
Hey, Kelly. You know, I was wondering a little bit about that last storm that went through. Tides were supposed to get pretty high.
Well, there was some flooding on the street, but fortunately nothing got in.
Well, that's good. Any bills in the mail?
No, surprisingly. But there is a check.
You mean somebody actually paid us?
Yeah, it's a government check for the last candidate we vetted. I did check our messages and nothing there. Offers for tax services, an extended warranty, the policeman's benefit fund.
Ah, so nothing new.
We do, however, have a request for vetting two more government applicants. I'll get started on them right away. Has there been any progress on the Pentagon issue?
Scarlett and Thornton are doing extensive background checks on the remaining assignment officers, but nothing new yet.
So when do you think you'll get back to the office?
I'm pretty sure I head out tomorrow. In the meantime, hey, hold down the fort for me.
Will do.
Was that Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a couple of vetting cases to do, but other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
So, is everything okay back at the ranch?
Yeah, we got a couple of vetting cases to do, but other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
So, no more damsels in distress or cats up a tree?
Thankfully, no. You and Pap getting anywhere with the Pentagon case?
We have a couple of candidates, but nothing solid yet.
It could be that Urbosky was the only plant.
That's a possibility. We want to make sure there's no one else involved.
James, have you heard from Kelly yet?
I just talked to her. Everything's still there. We got a couple of vetting cases to do for Uncle Sam, but that's about it.
So all's quiet on the Western Front. Give it time. That won't last.
Quite honestly, I hope it does change. We don't make much on these government background checks.
You know, that's about the same thing we're doing in this investigation.
And it's getting kind of old. I guess I just can't wait for Korski to come to trial.
You know, Scarlett, there's a good possibility that he never will.
I know. And yeah, he'll go to prison. But I want to hear him admit to what he did to my parents. I won't be satisfied until I do.
That's something you're just gonna have to deal with. You may never hear that. In the meantime, work on the Pentagon case. You never know, you might stop another Korski from serving Rage.
I can only hope so.
When do you plan on going back to Annapolis?
Well, I told Kelly I'd be there tomorrow sometime, unless you have some pressing business for me here.
No, all of my cats are accounted for.
Very funny, Pap. Why does everybody think PIs find lost cats?
Just goes with the territory, I guess.
Well, you know, just so you know, we do dogs, too.
Oh, brother.
It's safe to come out. They're gone. Are you sure?
Yes, but I think you need to clean up first. You smell like...
A rubbish dumpster. How do you think I felt hiding in there? What is your bar throwing in that thing?
Trust me, you don't want to know. Now, who were those people and what did they want?
IDF bounty hunters. They're after me. I need to get back to Lord Lister and warn him.
Why, after all these years, do they still pursue you?
Lord Zokar and Lister were captured and imprisoned. Both escaped. Zokar is no more, but Lord Lister remains. He is waiting for me to return to the hidden medical facility with a surgical team and ship's crew. Something must have gone wrong for them to be after just me.
You know, as long as they are here, the IDF will assist them. I didn't see how you'll even get near the med facility or your ship. I did hear that you were looking for a crew.
Yes. We brought the Prometheus here from Titan III. With that ship, I could follow the Mercury back to Boulder Bar and ambush them along the way.
Aren't they docked to each other? You'll never get near it.
And that is why I'm looking for another ship, one that is loyal to Rage. I can promise you that anyone who helps me will be greatly rewarded.
I know some captains who are looking for work. Whether they would want to help Rage or not is the big question.
I remember a time when I wouldn't have to ask. These drunkards would line up just for the chance to serve on a Rage vessel.
That was before the war.
If there's one thing that doesn't change, it's the promise of plunder and riches.
A promise, eh? You can promise anything, Ursula.
It's all I really need to do. If I can get Master Lister back on board a ship, then Rage will rise again. They will be lucky to be in our good graces.
That's a very optimistic outlook.
I believe it to be true. Are you happy paying taxes to the Federation?
Well, of course not.
And who represents you in government?
It doesn't matter. They do whatever they see fit.
Exactly. I believe there is enough dissension that the people will be ready to follow new leadership.
Perhaps, but by the same token, there has been a long period of peace and prosperity.
Which is rapidly coming to an end.
Which one? Prosperity or peace?
Both.
Well, look what the cat drug in.
Hey, rookie.
What brings you here? Are you coming as the former Detective Kate Hawk, Homeland Security Kate, or Agent Kate Hawk?
Actually, all of the above.
And are you here to see Officer Nelson or Agent Nelson?
Both, actually.
Then I guess we're all here. What can we do for you?
Is the Situation Room available?
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
I need you to be straight with me, Vivian.
Vivian? Only my mother called me that, and it was usually when I was in trouble.
You're not in trouble, at least not yet. I need you to be straight with me.
All right. Shoot.
You're much more in the IDF loop than I am. Leadership is still hesitating to put me in the field, other than some highly supervised mission.
You mean like the Houston thing?
Yeah, the Houston thing. A police academy cadet could have done what I did. I'm beginning to think that the powers to be have lost faith in me since my injury.
I'll admit that they've been pretty cautious.
Pretty cautious? Are you serious?
All right, overly cautious. But you really can't blame them.
Well, I am blaming them. I came to Homeland and the IDF as a seasoned, well-decorated veteran of the Baltimore PD, and they're treating me like a police academy cadet. What's the real story? Did I step on the wrong toes? Bruise someone's ego? What?
I don't think it's any of that. You suffered a very serious injury and everyone is just being cautious. They don't want to take any chances with you.
Chances? What chances? I perform my duties well. Did anyone complain?
No.
Exactly. And I didn't show any signs of fatigue or weakness. I didn't falter for one second. And they still have me on administrative duties.
Now, Kate.
Don't now Kate me, Vivian. There's no reason to keep me grounded.
It's not anything you did, but what you might do.
Might do? Are you serious? What do they think I might do? Go postal?
You were hit by a proton torpedo aboard a spacecraft. That experience has to be something that is in your mind. They're afraid that something will trigger those memories.
So they're afraid that a loud bang will send me into a PTSD episode. Well, here's a newsflash. I don't even remember the incident. One minute I was standing in a stateroom, and the next I was in the alternate Mayo Clinic. How can I flash back to a blank memory?
I can see your point, but I think you need to see theirs. They're just trying to protect their investment. You may not remember what happened to you, but everyone else does.
Believe me, I'm trying. So? You working anything interesting?
As Officer Nelson or Agent Nelson?
Either one, actually.
We're looking at arson in Little Italy.
Really? Anywhere near Ellen Florino's store?
Where you discovered the stip? Yeah, it's next door.
Now that's what I call a coincidence. Was her store damaged?
No, and before you ask, I haven't found any connection with her or Jeremy Park.
That's too bad. I wouldn't mind going to Denmark again.
You were kidnapped there, remember?
Adventure, Nelson, adventure. Anything's better than sitting in a desk pushing a pencil.
Look, since you worked the Florina case, and this arson was next door, if I find any connection, I'll call you.
I guess that's the best I can ask for.
Hey, Pap. You got something new?
All current PAs in the system checked out, so we've been researching past officers.
Oh, did you come up with something?
One assignment officer looks a little suspicious. He would have been working around the time of the 2004 blackout.
What doesn't look right?
Like Korsky, his records get a little hazy around high school.
Hazy? How so?
Supposedly his records were destroyed in a fire.
Which means that if this were around your era, there would be no records left.
My time, huh? You mean back in the Stone Age?
Not quite. We're talking about pre-computer times. Sure, hard copies would be lost, but at the time of his graduation, there were computers. There should have been a backup copy held somewhere like the local Board of Education.
And are there?
No, they were conveniently wiped clean.
What, like a cloth or something?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah, that does sound a little too convenient.
We tracked down the yearbook for that school, and like Korsky, he doesn't appear anywhere.
I was able to contact two of his classmates. Neither one of them have ever heard of this guy.
That's pretty obvious this joker's changed his name. I can see why he's suspicious. Do you have any idea where he is now?
He's retired and living in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, huh? I've been there. A college buddy of mine retired there. He used to be a tour guide, so he knows the city pretty well. If you need a contact, I'm sure he'd help.
We'll keep that in mind.
That's Pyramid. I wonder what he wants now. This is Barnes. What can I do for you, Mr. Pyramid?
I just wanted to pass along an update to you on Korsky and the others.
Oh, sweet. I'm here with Thornton and Scarlett. Let me put you on speaker. Okay, go ahead.
Our initial plan was to try all three under the jurisdiction of the IDF. However, the arrest was too high profile. The media picked up on it, so we had to turn the case over to the FBI.
That means it could be tied up in the courts for years.
Our inside people are going to do their best to fast-track this.
You think there's any chance that one of the three might start singing about rage and the IDF?
Let them. It's been my experience that no one will believe them. They may even consider that a ploy to cop a insanity plea.
Are they gonna prosecute them separately?
Because of the level of involvement for each, yes. They will be tried separately in a federal court.
I may never see justice. They could drag this out for years.
Like I said, Scarlett, we have people on the inside who will see that things move along.
What about a military court-martial?
Since both are federal cases, they will get a dishonorable discharge, and then be tried in federal court. Any subsequent military charges can be added to their sentences.
I still want to be there. After Korsky is tried for his sabotage attempt, I want to see him stand trial for 2 counts of manslaughter.
You'll probably have to stand in line for that.
What you may have to settle for, or at least prepare yourself for, is a plea bargain. Rest assured, though, that no matter what the deal is, they'll all be in prison for a very long time.
I hope so.
Well, thanks for the update, Mr. Pierman. Keep us in the loop.
Will do.
This is so frustrating. If he does a plea bargain and worms his way out of this, then...
Don't worry, Scarlet. The IDF isn't going to let him slide. Remember, they were all working for Rage.
He's right. Justice will prevail. You have my word on it.
Any luck so far?
We've thoroughly searched the immediate area. Slane and Nate are working on the outer perimeter now.
We'll be heading out further, but we want to check in with you first.
We did a search of the area around the bar, and of course, in the bar.
If she went into the bar and you didn't see her come out, it stands to reason that she's in there somewhere. Could she have given you the slip out the back?
I got round to the back quickly. She never came out. Now, if she left before I got to the back, there was nowhere for her to go. It's a dead-end alley.
This is a bar with a back exit to the alley. What do you think should be out there?
Of course. There should have been a rubbish bin there. Was there one?
Oh, yeah, there's one. But look, it stunk so bad I didn't want to go near it. I can't imagine someone hiding in it.
Ursula would hide in much worse to avoid capture.
Then I doubt she'd be walking the street smelling like yesterday's garbage.
Well, she'd go back into the bar after we left and at least try to clean up.
But you checked the bar.
Yeah, every square inch. Plus, we questioned the flaming owner.
The owner is pro-Rage. He's not going to tell you the truth. She could still be in there.
She's right. He may very well have provided her with facilities to clean up.
And even a fresh set of clothes.
All right, we're going to need to go in there and shake some sense into him.
I'm right behind you.
Hang on. I think we need to take a different approach. Both of you have already been in there saying that you're looking for her. He is obviously pro-Rage.
Then I need to go in alone.
Precisely. Go in, pose as Lister's number 2, and say that Ursula is looking for a crew.
I think I've got this, Agent Simon. Excuse me, but I'm looking for the owner.
And what do you want from him?
I am Lenora, second to Lord Lister of the High Command of Rage. I need to speak to him now.
Rage, is it? You're awfully sure of yourself coming in here and talking about Rage. I could have you arrested.
I could easily say the same thing about you. Now I know that Ursula was here. We sent her to pick up some crew members for the ship we have. She also came to town in search of medical staff. Now, is there anything else you need to know?
She was here. You can probably still smell her.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but yes, I can.
She went upstairs and took a shower. I gave her some clean clothes, and she got out of here as soon as IDF cleared out.
The IDF was here?
Yeah, but they left a while ago.
Did she say where she was going?
Yeah, something about getting a ship ready to get some high-ranking officer from Rage out of here.
Really?
Yeah, she managed to pick up a crew that just lost their ship to repossession. She's on her way now to her ship.
Will Ursula and her new crewmate make it to the Prometheus and escape once again? Will Kate be able to get back to the field instead of her desk? What will Thornton discover about his former AO? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles. Catch me if you can.